We thank Allah for blessing us with our beloved leader, teacher, and guide, the messenger of Allah, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, first I'd like to apologize to you for being late. One of the things that the messenger taught us was always to be on time. Lateness is a sign of mental and spiritual death. It is not a sign of life, because everything that is alive in the world of divine is always on time. And one of the things that characterize us as black people is always being late. And in order to break that, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad always started his meetings on time. If no one was there, it started. So that we would be trained out of the old, ugly habit of being out of time. So, I beg your pardon. I was dependent on others, and they were late for whatever reasons. And so, I'm late. But the next time, it be the will of Allah, we shall start promptly at the hour that we set. How many of you were here last week? Very good. How many of you, this is your first time at the class? Been seeing it? Very good. Well, we are very happy to have each of you that are here. To very briefly state the object of this study group is to bring back into focus the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Teachings that have been and are responsible for reforming the minds of black men and women and causing us to do things that before his teaching we never had a mind or thought to do. We realize that the words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad have life in them. And when you study life, words of life, you add life to your life. And when you study words of power, you add power to your power. So rather than a lecture, which is something that we can find very easy to do, this is a sort of a classroom where each of us participate. Now, what we want to do is to discuss the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. To discuss means that we all have something to say. If I just do the talking, that's me. For too long, brothers and sisters, we've listened to leaders or spokespersons. We listen to them. We're thinking all the time that they're speaking. We may have something that we disagree with, something that could be cleared up, but we hold it and we say nothing. And what happens is it never develops a healthy respect for each other as thinking persons. Now, each one in this room is endowed by the Creator with the divine ability to think, to weigh things and to make judgment. And when we read the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we're not just interested in reading what he says. We want to understand what he says. And more importantly than reading and understanding, after you read and you understand, then we want to implement what he teaches. Because if we're not going to implement good knowledge or wisdom, we're fooling ourselves to even enter into a classroom. What is wrong with the teaching of this world called education? They give you knowledge that you cannot use in a practical daily life situation. So you have a high school education, but you feel lost because you're not able to apply the reading and the time that you have spent in study. Even after you leave college with a Bachelor of Science degree in Africana Studies, or in Afro-American studies, or in Black studies, or in whatever particular discipline you may be studying, without an arena to practice what you learn in theory, you have no way to measure the kind of knowledge you have received. The measure of your knowledge is not what you can quote. The measure of your knowledge is what you can do with what you've learned. And if we as a people do nothing with what we have learned, then the question is, have we really learned? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to me, is a most profound, practical teacher. And his teaching is designed to inspire you, number one. Inspire us to do what? To want to know. Turn your mind on. Now, you know what they say in the street, but I got some stuff that will turn you on. And you know how much we pay to be turned on and end up really turned off upstairs. What we're saying is guaranteed. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching, if you just listen to it a little while, reason with it a little bit, it will turn you on. And once your mind is turned on, where you don't look at things superficially or listen to things superficially, you begin to look into things, into people, into motives, then you start becoming wise because you begin to look behind the face of things. This teaching will, number one, inspire. Number two, it will stimulate mental activity. Number three, it will motivate you to do something, not about somebody else's condition, but about your condition and mine, number one. Each one of us know we have a problem. There are some things that we need to be working on. Because we can't make a better people if we don't start first, not with the neighbor, but with self. So here's a book that we can read that begins to teach us who we are. And once you know who you are, you begin to know what you should expect from yourself. And if you are not getting from yourself what you should be getting, then you need to get a better grip on self to make a better individual. And then naturally, being that our nature is charitable, what is good for you? Any black brother or sister out there that you see, you know they're all in trouble, all need some kind of help. Well, if you can help yourself through the study of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, then others can too. How many of you have your book, Message to the Black Man in America? You don't mind sharing it with your neighbor, do you?